My plan was to go through chapter 19, but as I was trying to read up to chapter 19, I stopped at chapter 18. But I will be also mentioning the things that I have also read in chapter 19. Here in chapter 18, we find that the first commandments that we are to love our Lord God with all our hearts, with all of our minds and all of our strength. And the other commandments that is exactly like that one, like the first one. Just the difference is that one come before two, to love our neighbor as ourselves. And I think this is the only place where we can read of a person who has loved exactly as the Lord God has said, Jonathan loving David. So if we read verse 1 of chapter 18, after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. He loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. And so here we see a love that is prophetic. This is not an ordinary love. This is a love from above. Because in this, quickly, we will see that by the Spirit of God, it has been revealed to Jonathan that David, he is, I want to say like he's not an ordinary person, but I don't know how you would say that in English. But he is not just a figure that appears in the history of the people of God. But this David is prophetic. This is the King David that is a type or the root of Jesse. Jesus said it's the root of Jesse. So here Jonathan, by the Spirit of God, he is recognizing in David the fact that this David is pointing to Jesus Christ. And there is no any way on earth how someone would love with this love of God if it's not God himself would reveal to you that the person you are dealing with here is a God-sent messenger. And we have seen that David, in all his dealing, that the Bible says the Lord God was with him all the time. There was references to him all the time as someone whom the Lord is with. And so Jonathan, he could see his dad fighting David, wanting to kill him. Because in chapter 19, Saul would tell all his servant, Jonathan, his son included, all to kill David. Just imagine. He wanted this man dead. And you see, yet Jonathan, he wants this man alive. He wants this man alive. So he was not concerned, because David himself, I mean Saul, he will tell him that you are for this man, but actually if this man remains, you have no throne yourself to climb. But he didn't care. Because this person is pointing to his Lord, Jesus Christ. And no wonder why Jonathan, his heart, clings to David. And that is why I said we should surrender all to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have seen Jonathan surrendering all things to David. This is what the Bible says here. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David. The robe he was wearing maybe is a royal robe. that pointing that he's a son of the king. And one day he will become a king. And this man now, he is giving up the prospect of being a king on the throne. And so now, even with us, if we have in our minds, even like a smallest sense of importance compared to the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ, all that we should do is like to take off the robes we have, everything that seemed to be a royalty, and to crown Christ alone, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For this is the only way for us to be saved, because this man, as he's doing this, he's giving up his position, his prospect of become a king. And not only that, also, what did he do? Along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow and his belt, everything. These are the furnishes that a person wear to the war. And so if you don't have these things, you are not protected. You are not protected in a war, in a battle. But now he's recognizing that he doesn't need all these things, because he has the one who is winning the battles, and he is going to win forever. And so he is secure now here. He doesn't need any defenses. He doesn't need a throne. He doesn't need any protective gears. He doesn't need even to fight any battles. Has not said that all the battles are mine. All that we need to be still and know that he is the Lord himself, to cast all our burdens and not to think of any throne to climb here on earth, because he has made an everlasting throne for us, because we will reign with him in glory. And all that we are in now is a preparation for that feast to take place when our King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, will invite us all, those who have been redeemed, been washed in his precious blood, who have given their hearts to him, like David, who has loved him as himself. And the call for us is to surrender all. And thank you, David, for bringing this song, to surrender. Many years ago, I made a comment. We were coming out from the chapel, from the college. And you know my attitude always. I just joke with my lecturers. And one of the lecturers, he was leading the chapel that day. And he chose that song, I Surrender All to Jesus. And then as we were coming out, and then I was walking with my Old Testament lecturer, the man who loves really laughter. And I said to him, I hope we don't take our life again from the Lord after we have surrendered it to him. And he laughed. You see, so even as we sang this, so may we not take our lives again. May we not take our robes. May we not take our tunic, our belt, and the weapons of war to defend ourselves and to do anything, because we have the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And his heart, he has poured his love into our hearts, by which we can love him back, because he has loved us first, and that is why we love him back, because he is our Lord, he is our King, he is our Master. And he can fight all our battles. And he fought them on the cross of Calvary. And he won every single battle. Every claim that was made against us by Satan, he finished them. He wiped them out. He washed us clean. He nailed on the cross all our sins. And he rendered us blameless, because he took all the blames himself. And therefore, we can crown him our kings. We can surrender to him fully. And we can give up our robes. We can give up all our craves for glory in this world. We can even be at rest even when the dangers rise against us. He is the King. He protects us. He knows. He knows our ways. He knows the way he takes us. And he is in charge. He's powerful. No one, all his enemies, he can defeat. He can comfort us even through fire, as we heard this morning. So let us crown him our Lord and our kings. This man, Jonathan, prophetically, he saw that, and he surrendered it all to Jesus Christ. I just don't want to press this anymore, any longer, but I just want to stop here to tell us tonight, God is just calling us to surrender more to him and to delight in the Lord Jesus Christ, the true King, that has we have seen here in 1 Samuel chapter 18. That Jonathan didn't do all these things in vain. And this man, he is innocent. Didn't they say that this man is innocent? The Pilate didn't say that, I don't want to kill an innocent man. Jesus was innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. and yet he was crucified. And you see, this man, Jonathan, is speaking in his spirit, saying in chapter 19, why would you want to kill this innocent man? Why? In chapter 19, verse 5, why would you do wrong to an innocent man like David by killing him for no reason? So they killed Jesus for no reason, apart from jealousy, but they were achieving for us an access to crown him our Lord, for he has brought us to himself and saved us. Let us pray.